Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up on today's program, we'll bring you the fourth and final part of Where the Party Never Ends, our series about the drinking culture here on the coast. And we'll find out how a community came together to feed the homeless and underserved after the essential headquarters for that effort burned down a year ago. But we begin today's show on stage at the brand new Ocean City Performing Arts Center. The 1,200-seat auditorium is set to host its first big show this weekend, as the Texas Tenors, a Houston-based trio that rose to popularity after a spell on the reality show America's Got Talent, come to town for a holiday show. Here's a clip of what listeners will be hearing on Saturday night. This Performing Arts Center has been 14 months in the making from a construction standpoint, and it's part of a larger expansion going on inside the Roland E. Powell Convention Center. But the debate has been brewing for years about whether the town of Ocean City needs a performing arts center, and if its seasonal economy can make it successful. Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan has been one of the loudest proponents of this performing arts center, and he believes all the naysayers and critics will be silenced after the first show.
Everybody's going to love this new facility, and I think even those that had doubts, and I understand their doubts, once they walk in the door, once they sit down, they're going to get it. They're going to realize exactly why we did this and exactly the benefit it's going to bring to Ocean City. It's only going to take that one performance for them to tune in real quick.
Let's just sort of backtrack a little bit, and we'll talk briefly about some of the main sticking points and the things that people had a problem with. Obviously, cost. Talk a little bit about the partnership between not only the town and the Maryland Stadium Authority, about how this made sense on a fiscal perspective.
Right. The state of Maryland and the Stadium Authority, they're our partners in the convention center, and they have been since we had the first expansion back in the mid-1990s. When we came up with this idea, we did all of the studies, we did the economic studies, and the economic studies showed that this would provide a financial benefit to the state of Maryland with their investment, and it substantiated their investment. So they're our partners. So they pay approximately 43% of the cost of the construction of this Performing Arts Center. The balance is paid by Ocean City, but it's paid by the food tax that was granted to us by the Maryland General Assembly back in the mid-1990s when we did our first expansion. At that time, it was a 1% food tax. We actually asked them to reduce it to 0.5% because the money was there to cover the cost of what we were doing. That money is still available. That source of revenue is still available, and that's what will be used to pay the Ocean City share of the bond issue. So there's no general fund cost to this facility, to the town. But it provides economic benefit, and the studies showed that it provided an economic benefit. It created jobs, not just in Ocean City, but in the state of Maryland. So this is one of those win-win situations.
The other big issue that people had when debating this was the potential loss of space. But as I recall, looking at the first phase of this, the $9 million part, it essentially added space onto the back of the building so that when this was created, everything broke even, spatially speaking. Explain that.
Yeah, before we did the Performing Arts Center, we went ahead and knew we had to replace the space we were going to be using within the footprint of the building. So we added on to the west side of the ballroom. We added downstairs on the west side on the bayfront. And we added 32,000 square feet. We also opened it up to the bayfront, which is a beautiful view, which was never there before. That more than compensated for the space we were going to use for the Performing Arts Center. And the thing that was really a great concept, and it was really brought to us by Rick Hamilton, who was our former director of the convention center, was you can save space maybe, but also make a better venue by taking the floor out of the two-story building and making that a one-floor Performing Arts Center, and that'll add the tiered seating. Fabulous idea. Mm-hmm. Nobody thought that could be done, but obviously it has been done, and it has created one tremendous venue.
There's been so much said about what this venue could potentially do to help increase the shoulder season. What realistic impact do you think that this venue can have on the shoulder seasons here in Ocean City?
Well, I think it's more than just that, and I'll get to that, but it also enhances the level of opportunity for our current users. And they're able now to utilize this space. And in many instances, if they use this for assembly purposes, open up some additional areas for them to rent out to their vendors, like conventions do. So first thing was enhance the benefit to our users. To provide, the second was to go ahead and provide a focal point for entertainment in Ocean City. And that's what this is. And it's 1,200 plus seats, but the all seats are fabulous. There isn't one seat where somebody's gonna say, oh, I don't wanna be there. You've sat in them. They're all fabulous seats. So it's gonna be where people want to entertain. It's gonna allow us to offer entertainment throughout the year. Shoulder seasons, like look what we're planning for Saturday night, December 13th. We have the Texas Tenors, a Christmas show. Fabulous group. Plus, it's the holiday season. You throw in the Christmas show part of it, it's going to be something people are going to want to come to. And again, once they walk in here one time, we know they're going to want to come back. And we know in Ocean City, anytime there's something going on at the convention center, it benefits everybody. Mm-hmm. All of the restaurants in particular, the hotels, people go out to a show, they go out for the evening, brings people from the regional area into Ocean City for a night out in Ocean City. The economic benefit is substantial.
Larry Nocolino is the executive director of the convention center. He says this performing arts center will be a big game changer moving forward. But he admits that even though he's overseen the construction since day one, he's more than a bit surprised by how well it all came together.
If I was to tell you that I thought that we could do what we did in 14 months, I'd be lying. There's no way that I would have expected to look at something like this. And granted, I know you can't see it, but just the visualization of a state-of-the-art theater, performing arts center, whatever you want to call it, to look like this in 14 months, it's just amazing. It's amazing. To get things done in 14 months, Whiting Turner, the construction manager, has employed, I can't give you a number because I'm not sure about the number, but two shifts and sometimes three shifts, 6 to 7 days a week to get this venue completed in 14 months.
So much was said coming into this about the impact this building will have. As you look at it and you look just how top of the line it is, not only from the front of the house, but also the back of the house. Everything has been thought of from, you know, easy ways for artists to pull in, state-of-the-art green rooms. What do you think the impact of this building will be on this coastal region?
I think it puts another feather in the cap in Ocean City. It takes us to a completely different level with the Performing Arts Center. And don't get me wrong, the Inlet has served a fantastic purpose for us over the last 20 to 25 years with the concerts that we've put on there. I should mention the beach as well, because some of the beach concerts that have been there in the last 20 to 25 years. It's a different thing here. We've got tiered seating, comfortable seating, enough for 1,200, large enough yet intimate enough.
What does this do for the building itself? As the convention center director, when you're looking for groups to come in here, you talk about feathers in the cap. What does having this sort of facility do when booking the entire convention center as a whole?
When I bring our existing clients in here over the last 2 weeks, since it's pretty much, we're 98% complete, it's one word, wow. And it's such a cliched word, but it's so apropos for this. So as far as what this does for the dynamic of the convention center, to put this inside the convention center, not only does it for the existing groups that we've had in-house for the last 5, 10, 20, even 30 years, but new groups coming in over the next year, 2, 5, 10, 15 years.
Bob Rothermel is the co-owner of Team Productions. He's been bringing shows to town as a promoter for years. And the town of Ocean City is banking on promoters like him to bring top-notch shows to town to feature in this new space. But as Rothermel explains, having a performing arts center like this makes Ocean City a much bigger draw to big-name artists.
Well, it really opens up the entire Pandora's box in many ways, but some shows, a room like this is too small, and some shows is going to be too big. It all depends on the right fit, and that's what promoters try and do, is find the artist that fits the venue. Mm-hmm. In the past, you'd have to talk people into your venue, whether it was the old ballroom in the convention center or it's the exhibit hall A&B, you had to talk them into the venue. Mm-hmm. And talk about what you've done in the past. Here, now having a legitimate performing arts center provides legitimacy. There's a standard that all entertainers and their agents understand when it's a performing arts center.
There was a lot of question when this was being debated about whether or not a performing arts center in Ocean City would be a good idea or worth the millions of dollars that it cost to build this thing, about whether or not the market could sustain and essentially fill the seats with good quality shows because of where we are and how seasonal our economy is. But from a routing perspective, with five metropolitan areas right around us, this is actually an ideal location for routing. Explain that for people. And do you think that because of where this is, that this can be successful?
Oh, I think it can be successful. And just with what you said, artists can come through Philadelphia, play our venue, go on to the Virginia Beach, Hampton Roads area. Artists can come through the Baltimore market, jump down into our market and head north or south. Mm-hmm. So it really does play well for that touring criteria. You know, you're within 300 to 500 miles of any other major city or any other major venue. So it makes sense for them to make it a stop off on their tour.
That being said, though, since the city's not going to be doing all of the booking or even much of the booking, promoters like yourself are going to be bringing shows to town. Obviously, if you're not familiar with this area, this area can be challenging as far as getting butts in seats or getting quality acts to be in said town. Talk about the challenges that outside promoters who don't live here or maybe aren't familiar with the area will have moving forward.
Well, they're going to have to understand how vacillating the market really is. You know, we have a great market over the weekends in the off season, but there's nothing here during the week. So they're going to have to understand who is the potential audience, who the target audience is. They're going to have to do their homework.
Rothermill says for the first show, he wanted to find a cross-section of country and classical music that cast a pretty wide net in regards to target demographics. He said he found that in the Texas Tenors, a trio of country boys who hit it big on a TV game show and can sing the heck out of the Righteous Brothers. And they will be playing to a packed house on Saturday night. For some, the Ocean City Performing Arts Center marks a new chapter in what the resort offers its guests and its locals. But while crowds will be watching what's going on under the spotlights on the big stage, others will be looking at this multi-million dollar investment under a microscope to see just how well the Performing Arts Center performs for the local economy. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection. We'll be right back.